is Back to Reality. Back to Reality. Back to
it's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, welcome to your program. This is Arab English Radio. You're hearing me from Back to Reality. I am your humble host, Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Brother Sayyid Jaffa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Very pleased to meet you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank
welcome.
You for having us.
Thank you for being here. So, as the ritual of this program, at the very beginning, we ask about the academical background of your study. So, shall you please tell us a little bit about your study?
Yeah, sure. I'm Hassanain and I'm from India. I'm an Islamic seminary student and studying in here in Qom.
So, wish you all the best. And you, brother?
Thank you. My name is Sayyid Jaffer. I'm from America. And I, myself, am also a seminary student studying here in Qom.
So, wish you luck. Thank you for being here. Well, today we have a very interesting discussion because it is related to you both.
Inshallah.
We're going to learn a lot about seminary students. Well, tell us, what are the differences between the students of seminary now and the past? You and the generations before you, what are the differences? Has there anything that changed a lot in the way you study, in your books, in your professors?
If you're talking about the seminary life and the seminary students, specifically Hausa, of the old times and the present time Hausa, each time of Hausa has got its own factors.
Yes, because time changes.
Yeah, because time changes.
And people change, their mentality change.
Yeah, so one thing about this time, like seminary Hausa, is that, you know, it's become more advanced.
Yes.
So now it's easier for you to gain access to different
knowledge,
books and different knowledge and different fields of knowledge. But with that, accordingly, you have a vast ocean of knowledge.
Yes.
You also have a vast amount of distraction. But in the past times, you didn't have much like digital books or the PDFs, which we use nowadays. You don't have to just buy a book and you can carry, you know, the whole digital library wherever
exactly.
you go.
Exactly. Instead of carrying books, you just carry your cell phone and that's enough.
But in those days, you had to have the books. Your teacher go and you consult with them. This day, even people who want to gain Islamic knowledge, even if they don't want to leave their country, as of we know that the Hausa, like the main Hausas in different countries like Iran, Iraq, like in Najaf, and you know in Syria and Lebanon as well.
Yes.
So now in Iran, if you talk about the Hausa Ilmiya Qom, there are students from across 150 countries or more than that.
Many nationalities. Have been gathered all together.
But if we talk about the past, you know, the previous Islamic seminary, there used to be students from hardly few countries.
Yes.
Like the Arabs, the Iranians, and the Indians and
Well,
Pakistanis.
Keep it there. Let's have Brother Jaffer. Let's bring him into speaking.
Look, there wasn't that much variety back in the day. It was difficult to come to the seminary back in the day. Nowadays, it's easier. Now you can have someone who's living, say, 3,000 miles away, hop on a plane and come to the seminary.
Yes, everything is more available.
It's more advanced, it's more available. But then the main backbone of the seminary was made in the past, right? You can't deny that. The stuff that we have now is a recollection from the past.
Yes, you owe them to the past.
They were the guys who put in the work, who really, you know, grinded out these books, try to make it somewhat easier for us to understand and grasp nowadays. But then, again, in one aspect, it was harder for people outside of the seminary to gain knowledge.
Yes.
And one point to be mentioned over here, the books we are studying in the seminary now are the books of ahadith and different narratives which have been compiled by the scholars from the past times.
Exactly.
You know, it was their struggle.
So the hardships has been done.
Many hardships. You know, if you talk about the book Lum'a, you know, the book of jurisprudence.
Yes.
It was written by Shaykh Awal, the first martyr.
Yes.
Sheikh Muhammad Jamaluddin al-Makki.
Yes.
Al-Amili. So he's the author of the book Lum'a.
Yes.
Which we get, we derive the Islamic laws from,
mm-hmm.
which he have compiled the ahadith and narratives from the Ma'asumin alayhim as-salam. He was in certain, you know, hardships, you know, there were enemies, and also he wrote that book.
Yes. They did those things in a time where those things were banned, mostly.
Exactly.
The things that have been brought to us has been made with many difficulties.
Yeah, the previous scholar, exactly, they have, you know, they have passed through all these trials and hardships.
Yes. Now, for those who are listening to us, maybe they don't exactly know what we're talking about. We're talking about the life of seminary students and how it has changed through the ages and years.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So now you two are students and you come from different nationalities, as far as I know. So many people from other sides of the world do not know about these sorts of study. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How they react to you? They do not know anything about the situation in these schools, let's say.
When people get to know that I'm an Islamic seminary student, like the first question, like, is there an Islamic seminary? Like, what subjects do you guys study?
Like, that's the first impression they get.
Yeah, like,
because they think it's the typical, you know, math, science, history. That's what you're studying, like any other, say, college.
Yes, it's not like the college or universities.
In some ways it is, in some ways it isn't. As in, like, you,
but
you
back
still
in
have
time
courses.
It wasn't. Back in time,
yeah,
it wasn't.
Back in the day it wasn't. And it was more based on,
like, the traditional way,
classic,
the sunnah.
Yeah, it was a more traditional approach towards this.
Let's just give people a picture of how it was in the past. The schools were created like maybe big houses that had many rooms.
Yeah, it was based off of, say, a building with many rooms,
yes,
that could house 25 to 50 students.
And it has built upon Islamic architecture.
Yeah, not necessarily rooms, just one big hall. You know, in big hall, like, there are students sitting with different teachers. Like, you know, different groups.
Yes.
You know, a teacher with 5 students, and there's another group.
You know, but it has to be their dorm as well.
But in both senses, they would have halls for the dormitories as well and for classes as well. The concept of sectionalizing these classes is nowadays where it's like, okay, this class is specific for this subject, mm-hmm. and this teacher will come in and teach at that time.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's more the format of their buildings is just like a university, right?
Yeah, they've taken the structure from a university and tried to, in a sense, combine the two. You have the traditional style of the seminary back in the day, and you have the modern university, college, like, outlook. And what they're trying to do now is combine the two.
Since the population has grown, then they have to create such a big building for students.
So
that's why it's more like universities nowadays.
Yeah, and the classes that you know, we go to are, like, you know, a proper classroom, mm-hmm. like, with whiteboard and, you know, seats to be seated on and teacher, you know, explaining you the stuff. But the traditional
way...
And
how many courses do you have? Are they more than 50s?
Each semester, like, we have
minimum
3 to 4.
Of 4.
Yeah, it depends, on what field you have chosen.
Yes.
So, like, this is the system, like, nowadays.
Yes.
But the old traditional way, which still happens, you know, at some houses or some seminaries, the teacher sits on the floor and the students gather around him. They circle around the ustad. Mm-hmm.
Which one do you agree and like more? One is better as a student of Islamic study? I would ask you this question. Which form do you like more? To sit around your teacher on the floor?
I think we're a little more biased towards the new structure because that's the only structure we've seen.
I feel, you know, when you're sitting down on the floor with the teacher, when you have circled around him, I guess that, you know, there's more interaction between the teacher and the students.
Yes, based on what we've seen in TV or documentaries, I think that form is a more classical way of studying, which brings you more into studying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's more of a connection between the students with one another,
the
and then also the student and the teacher. nowadays it's more, I guess, more functional to a sense where
yes.
you put a couple students with a teacher in one room and say, look, you teach them. But back mm-hmm. in the day, there was, other than just, say, the lesson and learning from that lesson, there was more of a camaraderie between the students with mm-hmm. one another and then also the students with the teacher.
Now, tell us about your subjects. Have they changed through the ages? I mean, what you study now was exactly the thing people used to study 50 years ago?
The old subjects did not change, but there have been add-ons. There have been the new subjects coming yes. in. But the old subjects still remain because, you know, it's a part of our studies, like yeah. Islamic studies. You may say that the subjects like, you know, on economy mm-hmm. and, you know, these new subjects have been added on. But the old subjects, they still remain.
So the structure is the same?
Yeah, structure is the same, you know, just with respect
depending
to
on how time changed and different factors were added in, yeah. what's needed
increase
for
this time.
The amount that's taught now.
Yes.
Say, even like if you look at now and say 100 years from now, there's going to be new topics that maybe we haven't faced.
Yeah,
but
the need
new
of
generation
the hour.
Will face.
Exactly. By the need of the era,
exactly.
everything changes.
When we talk about the subjects being added to the Islamic seminary, what I feel like, you know, basically, it doesn't make sense that the subject is being added to, you know, the Islamic studies. Mm-hmm. Because as we believe that, you know, Islam is a complete religion.
Yes.
And was completed in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So rather than saying that the subject being added, we would say that, you know, subject was discovered more deeply
yes,
and
yes.
was being highlighted. Like with respect to the time, you know, in this era, you have to gain knowledge about the banking system.
Because, you know, as we go by the time, in past, as you said, just we didn't
yeah.
have banking accounts or something like
yeah.
that. We didn't have science this much improving.
Yeah.
So about medical questions. So there are many things that has changed.
It's
yes.
nothing out of Islam.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
And you have some very perfect professors right now, right?
Alhamdulillah, yeah. You get different type of teachers.
In past, a student used to sit in a class where the teacher, only his name was such a, how to say it, he was such a well-known and famous alim, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So the students used to be in touch with the main source of knowledge,
yeah.
right? But nowadays, I think it's...
it's the students of that original
yes,
teacher.
Yes, yes.
His
students
and
those,
the students of his students.
Mm-hmm. Just for those who do not know much about those teachers mm-hmm. who have got a very famous reputation in Islamic world, can you just mention the name of some of them?
So you have Shahid Awwal and Shahid Thani in the...
We talked about Shahid Awwal, and who is Shahid Thani?
Shahid Thani is... In a sense, it's his student who went in and made his work a little easier for the next generation, for mm-hmm. the next class, for the next era that was coming through. He made it a little simpler.
As Zainuddin, as Shahid Thani. You know, the teacher of all
the
teachers is believed
names.
To be Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Because, and his father...
The creator of the...
Yeah, the creator of the...
The concept of the seminary.
System,
yes.
The concept of the seminary. And his father, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, as he's called, Baqir al-Ulum.
Baqir al-Ulum.
Baqir al-Ulum can be translated in English to as the splitter of knowledge.
Yes. The
one who splits the knowledge.
Discovers many aspects of knowledge.
Yeah, and apart from that, he
the
removes...
The door to all knowledge.
Yeah, the door to all knowledge. Yeah. And apart from that, he also removes the, you know, the wrong things,
mm-hmm.
like from the right stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Any doubts, any stipulations you have,
yeah.
yes,
he's
yes.
there to clear it all
mm-hmm.
up.
So there have been some great scholars and great teachers in our times as well.
Yes.
These days, you know, the tafsir, the interpretations of the Holy Quran that we read, the famous ones, if
mm-hmm.
you talk about Al-Mizan,
yes.
which is from Allama Tabatabai, you know, we have got some really good books from them. And I guess Al-Mizan has been translated in English as well.
It's mm-hmm. not just English, in many other languages.
Yeah, in many other
well.
Languages.
Yes, it's a very important book
it's
in Islamic heritage.
Book.
And the students are still present, who are still, you know, you know, proceeding with that same work.
Ayatollah Bahja, you have Ayatollah
the mystic,
Bahjad.
The arif.
Yes.
You have
Ayatollah Marashi.
Ayatollah Marashi, who has a famous library here in Qom as well.
Yes, yes.
And then you have Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, who, in a sense, he's continued the paved way of philosophy.
Philosophy. Yeah. He was very famous in philosophy.
Right, so you know, like we have Shahid Mutahari.
Plenty much more of names, if you want to mention, that we owe them a lot, as in Islamic heritage. They have paved the road for us to learn more and to discover more. So we could talk more about this very interesting topic, but this is all the time we have. Thank you for listening to us. Until another session of Back to Reality, we bid you farewell, and I leave you to Allah's never-sleeping eyes.
Ya Allah, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.